blood.
Victory was given me when I was born again. He washed my stained and sinful past and put new life within. No longer do I bear the mark that sin had brought my way. With happiness and peace of mind, praise God, I now can say
it's under the blood. Oh, praise his dear name. I'm not what I used to be. My life's been changed. No shackle by sin and shame. It's already gone. I'm happy reminding him it's under the blood.
What can wash away my sin?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
What can make me whole again?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It's under the blood.
Oh, praise his dear name. I'm not what I used to be. My life's been changed. No shackle by sin and shame. It's under the gone.
I'm happy reminding him it's under the blood.
I'm happy reminding him
it's under the blood.
Anybody else with a number this morning? Okay. Brother Derek, we'll let you come up and preach to us.
Amen. Good to be with you today, and boy, didn't you enjoy that singing? It's always good to see young people that sold out and want to do something for the Lord. In the day, amen. You better believe amen. In the times and the days that we're living in, it's few and far between where you'll find some young people that will just settle and say, you know what, I'm going to serve the Lord regardless of what these people say around them or regardless of what they see in school. I thank God for some young people that's still examples. It makes a difference. Because see, they reach people we never can get a hold of as older people. They look at us and they see us as just old fogies that think we know everything. But man, when they see some of their friends talking right, walking right, living right, man, it makes a difference. I truly believe when we get to heaven, we're going to see some kids there, and they're going to be a product of your children being a witness to them and living right in front of them and them getting born again. And that excites me, and that should excite you. What doesn't excite me is trying to figure out how to put this thing on. Amen. But I do appreciate the opportunity to be here with you. And we had a great time last time. And we're just looking for the Lord to do some wonderful things. One or another. Hey, if you will, grab your Bible. We're going to be in the book of Joshua today. And if you're able and you can stand with us, the reverence of reading God's Word, I promise you, I'll just read a few scriptures here and you'll be able to sit down. This will give you a little time to move around a little bit. Again, I do say thank you to this church for allowing me to come back in. And we just want to try to be a help to you and just give you what thus saith the Lord and give you the Word. You know me, you've heard me. He and all the children of Israel. And they lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host. And they commanded the people, saying, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then you shall remove from your place and go after it. Let's pray. Father, oh Lord, we come to you today, God, Lord, so unworthy, and God, Lord, God, just being here is such a blessing. Lord, we thank you, God, for all that you do for us, and Lord, how you work and move, and oh God, we thank you so much for your glory, and we thank you for your presence, God, we thank you for this church, but God, we thank you most of all for your son, the Lord died for us, and oh Father, we just pray that the Lord touch our heart, Lord, and guide our lips today and give the message needed for this group of people. Father, Lord, that we may move closer to you today, God, than what we was when we come in. Oh, we love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and it's in your name we pray and we ask it all. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. I appreciate your reverence. Out to the reading of God's word. As we look into this passage, you know that this is right on the cusp of where Joshua sent the spies out into Rahab the harlot, and he went in and looked at that, and then he come in and he was talking to them about what they had found and what they had seen, and oh, all those things that happened. And you know, she went in and talked about the threat she was going to put on that line to where they could come in and they would be able to see that to get a little bit of help if they needed it when they come in to spy out that land. And if they saw her and saw that threat, then they would leave them alone when they overtook into that and went into Jericho. But as he goes in and he talks about this Ark of the Covenant, that's where I want my focus to be. Now, this ark was given through Moses as he went through the children of Israel. As they was walking through, there were things they put in it, but it was a sign of the presence of God Almighty, that Ark of the Covenant was. You find that whenever you had that, that happened where that child was born, they called it Ichabod. Whenever the Philistines had taken over this ark, they had said that they called that child that because the glory had departed. This ark was also known as the glory. And when he said, when you see that ark, and I need you to go after it, I wanted to preach to you on this thought of going after the glory. On going after the glory. You say, preacher, what is it that we need in our personal life? What is it we need in our church's life? What is it we need in our families and our homes? Is it more money? Is it better 401k? Is it better retirement? Do we need better and fancier churches? Do we need better sound systems? What is it that we need better standards, better instruments? I say to you, what we need is the glory of God in our lives. What's missing? The presence of an Almighty God in our walk. I say most, and I can say I'm guilty at times, we ain't got enough power in our life to bust a grape in a fruit fight when it comes down to it. We come in contact with those people and we don't have enough glory in our heart, enough presence about us where they feel any kind of conviction whatsoever. I'm just telling you, we ought to have enough about us. It makes sinners nervous when they come in contact with us, not because of who we are, but because of what radiates through us. See, once you get the glory, there ain't nothing going to sin. Nothing's going to be for that. Nothing my friend will do after you've had that presence of God in your life. Imagine, if you will, that time when you were as close as you've ever been to God, where he had every minute and you put it all on the table and said, I'm just going with you. Here's my life. Things change in your daily walk. How you talk and how you live. What mattered most to you changed once that glory got in you. See, the glory will make a difference. See, the glory, my friend, will be there when we're here and sinners walk in and they see the presence. When you see it, you go get it. They would be able to see it, and they'd be able to go get it. He told them what it was. When you see that ark, you get up and you go after it. I say Let's look at some things. First, where do we find this glory? This glory